Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Campbell County schools host open houses ahead of first day. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Campbell County School District students and parents will have the chance to get a preview of the new school year before classes begin Wednesday. Most district schools are hosting open houses Monday evening, giving students an opportunity to meet their teachers and get familiar with their classrooms. According to the Gillette News Record, elementary school open houses begin at various times between 4 and 5:30 Monday afternoon, while Thunder Basin High School will hold a freshman open house and Bolts Bash beginning at 5:30. On Tuesday, Little Powder will hold its open house from 4 to 5. Westwood High School will welcome students from 3 to 5 on Monday. Sage Valley and Twin Spruce Junior Highs will also host students Tuesday, with 7th graders beginning at 8 a.m. and 8th graders joining later in the morning. Campbell County High School and Wright Junior Senior High School held their open houses last week. The first day of school across Campbell County School District is Wednesday, August 19th. Early voting in Campbell County Trails 2022 primary race. Early voting is underway ahead of tomorrow's Wyoming primary, but turnout in Campbell County is running slightly behind the pace set during the record-setting 2022 election. According to Wildfile, as of Friday afternoon, more than 3,300 Campbell County voters had cast ballots. More than 2,800 voted early in person, while 488 absentee ballots have been mailed or dropped off. In 2022, nearly 5,000 Campbell County voters cast ballots before Election Day, helping fuel the county's busiest primary on record. The election featured the highly charged U.S. House race between Liz Cheney and Harriet Hageman, which election officials say likely helped drive turnout. Campbell County Elections Coordinator Michelle Liker said voters have been coming in steadily, but without long lines. She says some voters are still being caught off guard by newer election laws, including restrictions on changing party affiliation and a 30-day residency requirement. Elsewhere in the region, Park County has seen stronger in-person early voting than 2022, while absentee voting is down. Natrona County is showing a similar pattern. Election officials say the final turnout will depend on how many voters show up tomorrow. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.